This is Feminist International Radio Endeavor. I am Andrea Alvarado. I'm with Larissa Cotto. We are in the Feminist Tech Exchange in Cape Town, South Africa. We met here someone from Iran. She's Leila. Please introduce yourself.
Hello. I'm also very glad to see you here. I am Leila, and working and living in Iran. I am an engineer, and I've got my BS in electronic engineering right now, working for a telecommunication company in Iran as an engineer. And as a social duty, working with women's rights activists as a volunteer in part-time job. And that's it.
You are working in a campaign, and please let us know what kind of campaign you are working in, or what is the main goal of this campaign.
You know, the situation that Iranian women live in is very special. Iranian women have made serious social gains. For example, 65% of university students in Iran are women. They are present in all sectors. They are lawyers, they are doctors, they are engineers, they are policymakers. But the problem in Iran is that the laws that governs the life of these women lag far behind their realities that they are living. That's why we think that these laws need to be changed. And people in Iran, women's activists, start a campaign named 1 million signatures campaign, demanding changes, discriminatory laws against women. They want to collect 1 million signatures supporting for this changing the laws, especially the discriminatory laws against women.
How many signs do you have by now?
The policy of campaign is to not to tell the number, because this campaign is active in 19 provinces right now in Iran, and all the signatures are not coming to us. I'm working in the campaign of Tehran, and we don't know how many signatures are collected till now around Iran.
The campaign, how long is it going to be? How long is it going to take?
In the first month that the society was open to us to work in the parks, in the forums, we think that with that speed we could reach the number in 2 or 3 years. But right now that the pressure is a bit more on the campaigners, we think that it takes time. It takes time, but we do that.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to continue.
How is to be a woman in Iran? I mean, what kind of discriminations you have?
Most of them are about the family's laws. For example, the laws of marriage is not equal. Women cannot ask for a divorce in case of they have problem in their family. And we ask to increase of age of criminal responsibility to 18 for both girls and boys. Right now it is 9 years old for girls and 15 for boys. And we want to end to stoning. We want equal inheritance rights and women rights to pass on their nationality to children, and end to polygamy and short marriage. These are some example of the laws that we want to change them.
For example, you said stoning. So who desire and why stoning a woman?
In case of adultery, women or men, no differences, will be sentenced to the stoning. But We think that these laws coming out from Sharia, and it is possible to change them if only if we have a more modern description of the Sharia. We can change these laws. We can. I think it is possible.
You said that you have as a man or as a woman different approaches or different kind of laws inside the marriage. Can you talk about a little bit about this?
For example, a girl needs her father's allowance for a marriage, and it doesn't matter how old she is. And also in the divorce, she cannot ask for a divorce, but men can divorce without any reason and in any time that he wants. And also about the polygamy, we have lots of problem. Men can legally have four wives and also lots of short marriage that it suffer women's.
How can the people join this campaign? We outside of Iran can help some.
Yeah. We collect the signatures only from Iranian nationality. It means the people who one of the parents are Iranian, mothers or fathers. But for international supporter, we ask them to have a statement to show their solidarity with us, to support our efforts. And also the international supporter can sign our petition as a supporter.
So do you have any web page?
Yeah, we have many web pages. One of them that is related to Tehran's campaign is we-change.org. And there are lots of weblog about the campaign, and other provinces has their own website. But our website till now have been filtered for 17 times. They're not accessible inside Iran. But in these cases, we're going to change our domains every time.
You, as a young woman in Iran, apart from this campaign, and as an activist, what are your main activities over there? What can you do as a woman that's an activist in Iran?
Women in Iran doing they are working in different sectors because there are lots of people involved in this campaign with different ages, with different skills. We say that there are three generations involved in this campaign: mothers, children, and the middle age. And we have in different sectors. For example, I am an engineer, helping them in technical issues, and another one is a lawyer, taking care of the cases of court summons. And there are lots of people involved, and all working with their skills helps the groups with their skills.
Thank you very much for your time, and we hope that you can get all these 1,000 signatures and change anything in the situation of the Iranian women.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.